In this bulletin, Oxford University's promising coronavirus vaccine trial put on hold. Another 19 deaths and more than 70 new coronavirus cases in Victoria. And in tennis, Naomi Osaka through the semi-finals of the US Open. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, hi, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Australians may need to wait longer than expected for a COVID-19 vaccine after late-stage trials of a promising candidate were put on hold. Pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca suspended the test on their vaccine being developed by Oxford University after a participant in the United Kingdom experienced an unexplained illness. The federal government has ordered 33 million doses of the vaccine to be distributed next year if the trials prove successful, with it hoping to gain early access to 3.8 million doses for distribution in January. The Deputy Chief Medical Officer Nick Coatsworth says while details of the case aren't yet clear, the temporary suspension of medical trials isn't uncommon.
I don't think we can make any comments at the moment about whether this is likely to delay the phase three trials, whether it's going to stop for several weeks any further vaccinations. It's just too early at the moment, but no doubt we'll have more to say on that in the coming days.
More than 160 coronavirus vaccines are currently being tested around the world. And Victoria has reported another 76 coronavirus cases and 11 deaths. The fatalities bring the state's death toll to 691. Premier Daniel Andrews says the numbers continue to prove stubborn, but with active infections in the state down to just over 1,600, he's defended the state's tracing of close contacts to positive cases after criticism of the system by the federal government.
There are a number of people that you just can't find, despite our best efforts, door knocks, multiple door knocks, phone calls. Then there's the second category of the close contacts within 48 hours. And we are very, very close to 100%. I think my last look at it yesterday, it was 99 point something. So it's a tiny number of people that we can't make contact with.
The state has also embarked on a major testing program of the wastewater system to identify traces of the virus. Meanwhile, New South Wales has reported 9 new cases of COVID-19, bringing the cluster to the Concord and Liverpool hospitals to 12. 7 of the new cases are linked to a known case or cluster. 1 has no known source and 1 is a returned overseas traveller in hotel quarantine. Meanwhile, Queensland has recorded 8 new COVID-19 cases, all of which are linked to clusters in the state's southwest. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has demanded social media platform TikTok remove a graphic video showing a man in the United States taking his own life. Parents and children have been warned about the video, which was originally posted to Facebook and is now circulating on TikTok. Mr. Morrison says organisations like TikTok and Facebook must protect the public.
But my message to those social media companies is, yes, your products are changing the world, but with that comes a great responsibility, and you need to be accountable and you need to be responsible for making sure that your product does not harm Australians. And my government will be making sure that we do everything to hold you account for that.
Schools have been contacting parents and students, warning them to avoid the content. And for listeners seeking mental health support, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14. The cultural adoption practices of Torres Strait Islanders have been legally recognised in Australia for the first time after the Queensland Parliament unanimously passed a new law overnight. The Act will allow Torres Strait Islanders to be adopted by relatives or other community members. Previously, children could only take the name of their biological parents as the family or kinship relationships weren't recognised, resulting in a myriad of identification issues. Briefly overseas, and thousands of migrants have fled a camp under COVID-19 lockdown after multiple fires gutted much of the site on the Greek island of Lesbos. Authorities say the fires broke out overnight and the cause of the blazes, burning both inside and outside the facility, are unclear. Some 12,500 people were living at the Moria camp and the surrounding area, where additional restrictions have been imposed over the past week after a Somali resident tested positive for COVID-19. There are no reports of injuries. To tennis now, and two-time Grand Slam champion Naomi Osaka has defeated Shelby Rogers in straight sets to return to the US Open semi-finals. Fourth seed Osaka's sharp serving and superior return game was on show as she accounted for the unseeded Rogers 6-3, 6-4 in 1 hour and 20 minutes. The 22-year-old will next play in former American Jennifer Brady, who beat Kazakhstan's Yulia Putintseva in straight sets. She says she's pleased by her progress in the competition so far.
All of the matches were really tough. The scoreline might not suggest it, but I've had a couple really hard matches, I think, that made me really grateful to be in this position right now.
Let's check out what the weather's going to be like tomorrow across the country. 19 degrees in Perth with a couple of showers. Sunny in Adelaide and 24. 20 in Melbourne, similar conditions. 17 for you in Hobart, also fine and sunny. In Canberra, partly cloudy day, 14. Couple of showers for Wollongong, 17. Much the same in Sydney and Newcastle, tops of 19. In Brisbane, a couple of showers there as well, 23 for you. 28 in Cairns with a possible shower, and in Darwin, sunny and 35 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. And if you'd like to hear news in depth, visit our podcast page, sbs.com.au/news/audio.